Aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio. This is May 29th, 2020. I have got a special show for you, and we are going to talk about enlightenment, what it means, what it is, what we see, you know, what's really happening in the world, and really looking at it from a different perspective. And I like to look at it from a high. So I have some friends of mine that have come and joined, which I don't normally have people that come on and really chat about it. But they are actually on Manifest the 4th of July Light Revolution 2020. Say that one real fast. And we're just regular people, you know, normal people understanding that there is a different choice out there that we can make. We don't have to give energy to the dark side. We can give energy to enlightenment. And, you know, enlightenment is pulling together as many people as we can so we can tip it over. So I have, does everybody want their last names? No, or what?
You can use mine. I've been in media for 11 years. It doesn't bother me. Go ahead.
I don't care.
All right. So we've got Chris Ward and there's Steve Melling. So Steve is from Michigan, and Chris, you're from Ohio, right?
Ohio. Yep. Ohio. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, I'm Midwest people rock tonight. You know, I'm from Michigan too. That's why we get each other's sense of humor, which is really sarcastic and witty.
Yes. Yep.
People think we're really funny, or, you know, we're the worst people on the planet, right? So before we get into it, I want to share with everybody something I really think is a new enlightenment tool that I came across. And, you know, I'm one for privacy. I'm sorry. I don't like people knowing what I'm doing, where I'm going. And maybe I'm old school because I am old, but I am old school. So, you know, with the government wanting to do all this tracking and using the COVID-19 as an excuse, I started looking for lead boxes to put my phone in so I could go places and not be tracked. Yet, if there's an emergency, I had my phone. Well, a 2-foot by 3-foot lead box was great, but not really practical to, you know, put in your pocket and take everywhere. So, yeah, and I've heard about Faraday. You know, you can look online. Faraday, they used to make Faraday, and they still do Faraday. And when you go in the Faraday cage, it blocks out all the electromagnetic energy. Okay, it's very, very protected from all of that. So when I came across Faraday bag for your cell phone, so this is what the inside looks like, and it's made out of Faraday cloth. You can see it. So I can't put my cell phone in there, but this is about as big as my cell phone. You just put it in, and I put my cell phone airplane mode, hold it over, it's done. Not only does it protect you from all the radiation that cell phones put out, but nobody can track you. So, you know, to me, that's awesome, because now I can go to the beach. I can take my phone anywhere. And, you know, doesn't mean I don't use it while I drive. And, you know, if there's an emergency, I can pull the phone out. And believe me, it immediately connects up whatever's around. So it's immediately on. So when I get to my store, you know, I take the phone out of the bag because I don't care. You know, if anybody knows them. But when I'm leaving, I put that baby in the bag and I go wherever I want. When I get home, I take the phone out. And then at night, because I don't want the radiation from the phone at night or whatever, stick back in the bag until morning and I'm ready to use it. So these are really cool. And if anybody wants one, yes, I am selling them. But I'm looking at it as a service, because if you're not being tracked, for goodness sake, come on. Okay. So they're $35 each, or 2 for $65. But, you know, shipping is really, really nothing. And, you know, I think every time I'm going, I'm doing something. I'm standing up against the government because I'm not allowing them to track, or anybody to track me, you know, on the phone for that matter.
Hmm.
Okay, anyway. Do you guys have any questions on that?
Well, I don't know, you know, Kathy, with all due respect, I know you follow the conspiracy theory stuff. I don't believe half that stuff. So, you know, I just think if you don't want people to track you, just turn your phone off when you're not using it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean the government can't put a little thing on, which they can, an app, without you knowing it. Now, in Australia, Bipolar Barbie couldn't be here tonight, but they are asking people to put an app on their phone that will track them and track who they're, and they're using the COVID-19 as an excuse. Okay.
Why would you want to do that?
I'm not for tracking, and I didn't hear. Go ahead.
But if enough people say no, they're afraid that they're going to make it mandatory.
Oh.
So I'm just sharing you with one story. And, you know, in the United States, they're kind of talking about it. All I can do is see your eyes, Chris.
There we go. Yeah, I was going to say
that. I'm sorry.
I'll tell you, that's a little less scary, okay? But there's also many governments. I mean, guys, I've got a world, you know, wide audience. And yeah, how many people all over the world do you really want to be tracked by your government? It's just not our government. So anyway, it's out there and you don't have to get it from me. You know, check out Faraday bags and, you know, be safe. And it does cut the radiation down from the phone, which means if you put that in the bag and you put it on your body, you're not going to radiate yourself. You're not going to hurt your sperm, so you don't have kids. It won't make you sterile. You know, if women wear it in their pocket, it can give them breast cancer. And I'm sure it can for men, too. But usually guys just wear the phone in their pocket, and that's what can affect yourself. When you got that in there, it just cuts that all out, and it's just much safer. But anyway, so we are going to talk about Revolution 2020. We're going to segue into there. And this is going to be on the 4th of July, because the 5th of July is the full moon, and, you know, what better time to have a revolution? A light revolution on our four. And then on in Australia in there, it's the 5th and it's a full moon for them. So Steve and I are kind of talking about, you know, I'm looking at what's happening in the world and people are really speaking out now and they are rioting. But this is masses awakening, how I see it. And they're standing up now against the 1%. And the people that are really destroying stuff are the cops, and they're getting caught.
Mm-hmm.
So if you guys remember, it happened before Fukushima, there was a major uprising. The masses started speaking out and protesting. It started in Egypt, and then it went from Egypt, and they protested, but they did it in such a way that when they were done off the streets, they picked up all the trash. Nobody was hurt.
And I remember that.
From there, it's okay to the other Middle Eastern countries. And then it happened in Wisconsin. People in Wisconsin started speaking out and protesting. And then what did the other side do? They blew up Fukushima. Okay. And that's the nuclear disaster from Japan. Now, if you've got a mass awakening and you've got a nuclear disaster, where are you going to put your attention on?
Mm.
Well, for me, it was, oh my God, you know, we really have to give the nuclear summit. And it's been 9 years now, guys. Do you hear our
government? Is it really?
Yes.
No one talks about it anymore.
No, not at all. You know, out of sight, out of mind. So they are putting tons and tons and tons of radiation into the air, and that's just from Fukushima. And then after that, the protest stopped. Because it's like most of the light workers now were putting their attention on food. And, you know, I'm good, but I'm not that good. It's really hard to divide yourself, you know, to help everybody that's protesting and keep sending them energy, you know, and at the same time going, oh my God, we got a big disaster here that's going to affect the whole earth if we don't get it under control. So, you know, that didn't work really well. Now we've got another mass movement going on, and people are angry. And, you know, part of me, I want to send a calming energy into it, but there's another part of me that says, you know, you got to let them speak. And again, it's the police that are causing the trouble, not the protesters. And this has been a long time coming. You know, keep people in their homes. Make them wear masks where they're not getting enough oxygen to their bodies. You know, they're going to get angry.
But
so Chris, go ahead.
I'm sorry to cut you off. I don't know when to speak. Sorry.
No, just speak. Oh, go. Your turn.
I was just going to say, I understand what you're saying, Kathy. You're saying that, you know, people are getting upset, and, you know, it's about this, it's about that kid, what's that, George Floyd. It's about him getting, you know, what that cop did. And I agree with you on that part. But, and about the mask, I think the only time I think that I support a mask is when you're around people. And that's only if you can't social distance. So I know we differ on the mask, but that's just where I stand.
Oh, I agree with you. They're going to make you do that. You know, that's fine. I wear a mask when I go into stores, mostly because I have to, and they have a sign in there: we won't give you service unless you're wearing a mask. You know, I'm in Hawaii. And truthfully, the COVID has been really, really low here. Very few people died. And I'm at the point is, I think we've all been, and I've known people in December that have gotten very ill and same symptoms as the COVID-19.
Yes.
They never went to the hospital. They rode it out at home. So,
yeah, a 1,000 people have died from that. Yeah.
I was one of them in December. I'm thinking the wave spread faster than anybody knew. I'm thinking I can't. I want to take the antibodies test to see if I did or not. I don't know.
I wouldn't bother. You know, if you're healthy, don't worry about it. You know, I look at the angle. How many of these people that died are around 5G and couldn't handle that radiation? Are they all lumping everybody's deaths as COVID-19 because the hospitals are making money from it? You know, every death is a COVID-19.
That actually is happening. It's happening in nursing homes too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but,
So I can't believe it's all from that, and they're lumping it. And again, all I can do is go by what's in Hawaii, and there's nothing here. Yeah, our hospitals aren't overflowing. Matter of fact, a lot of them are standing. Chris, I can only see your eyes again.
Oh. I'm holding my phone. I don't know what to do. Okay.
So it is about an awakening, and not everybody is doing it in quite the right way, I would say, you know, but they are joining in, and it's a mass demonstration. And you would see it in the old days. I'm 67. So, you know, the unions would do it every time there was a demonstration. You know, there was a shift in consciousness when the union stood up against the 1% and fought for their rights. And, you know, I'm a product of that. My dad was in the factories, and he was actually on the front line and had his head bashed in.
Really?
He worked for Cadillac. Yeah, he was a tool and die man.
Wow.
So, you know, I remember, you know, when they would protest and actually go out there and, you know, but that was a shift because, you know, now they are calling that time period the golden age of unions, which it was, because we lived pretty good. Yeah, our parents worked their butt off.
Yeah.
But yeah. When you got double, triple time when you worked, you got paid money. And then they bitched about, you know, the government taking it in taxes. So trade-offs. But,
right.
You know, that's a shift consciousness. And, you know, Chris, you've been really cool. And you've worked with me a lot on Quantum Leaps.
Yeah, I did work with you a lot on Quantum Leaps, and I do agree with you on most things. I mean, I don't know the 5G thing. I'm iffy, but we agree on a lot of most of the other stuff.
Yeah, that's, you know, but we're in agreement on world enlightenment, and that's what we're putting our energies towards. And you know, what is enlightenment? You know, me, it's when people are reconnected to the creator and then they become an awakened spiritual being that knows that. You know, you guys are connected to the creator. You know better to hurt her, and you understand service work. You know, you put yourself out there for others. That is enlightenment in action.
Yeah.
So we do the energy work. And every time, even though it doesn't seem like it's really a big group, you know, 500 or 600 people, and who knows how big when we put it on radio, but there has been shift. You know, one of the times, the woman's movement, and I was getting a little depressed because, you know, when you do the work, if you pay attention to the world, you will see something. And I wasn't seeing it. And then all of a sudden, the women started standing up and were going, we're done. Okay, no more. We're not putting up with this. Okay, that was a shift in consciousness. People awakening and, you know, questioning authority, questioning vaccines, questioning. Even 5G, what is it? You know, let's look into it more. When a year ago, nobody cared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and this I'm from my activist friends. So this is another shift in consciousness.
Okay, so.
And, you know, look. Yeah, sorry. Chatty Kathy.
I was just going to say, you're right. We should question authority and we should question, you know, vaccines and, you know, 5G. And, you know, I don't see the connection with 5G and COVID, but you know, then again, you know, we can differ on opinions, but I agree with the concept of questioning things. I'm not saying that you know, I want people to be sicker. I'm just saying the main objective is COVID-19 and being safe, and a lot of people ain't wearing the mask and ain't social distancing, and that's what pisses me off.
Yeah, I understand. And yeah, that's why we're putting our attention on enlightenment and really putting our energy toward it. You know, every time we do it, what we're doing is as a group, we're putting out so much energy that for those that are ready to shift into enlightenment, we're giving them that energy so they can do it and be connected. Okay, that's what we're doing. And, you know, to me, it is exciting because, you know, again, what is enlightenment? People doing good work. You know, down to you doing service work, Chris, for Jane Fonda.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah, I guess there's different definitions of service work, but yeah, helping anybody any way you can. That's what we agree on.
Mm-hmm. Well, but you're giving your time and you're donating your time. And Steve, you know, you give so much to your nursing home people. It's amazing. I mean, you should see what he dresses up with, you know, at Christmas time and Halloween, you know. He's really cool. But, you know, and again, it's also at a time where we need to talk about enlightenment and talk about quantum leap and light revolution, the possibilities, because what are our choices? either keep going down this Nazi path, which doesn't work well for me.
Yeah, with Trump. Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Or we go toward enlightenment, and that's the only choice we have. There's no in between. You know, it's either one way or the other, toward the light or the dark wind.
You can't sit on a fence anymore.
Oh, you poor guys. I am so sorry. It's like after 12:30 for you out
there.
Oh,
that's all right.
Oh, it's okay. I agree to do the show. I'm not complaining. Just forgive me for yawning. I don't know.
So. Oh, you're okay. I'm just teasing you because I can see you. So, you know, it would be wonderful if people started using the words divine enlightenment, quantum leap, light revolution 2020, and putting out those positive thought forms out. And, you know, it's like, have you guys heard of the 100th monkey theory?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to explain it?
The 100 monkey, it's like, I don't know, Kathy. I'm I forgot at the moment.
Okay,
go ahead. You can explain.
Okay. I just didn't want to talk. All right. Well, this is a true story. A group of scientists went to an island in the Pacific somewhere, and they taught one monkey to wash its fruit before it ate. And then they sat back and observed. And after a while, the other monkeys started imitating that monkey. And when the hypothetical 100 started washing fruit, monkeys everywhere, it's like they connected at a conscious level and automatically knew to wash their before they ate. So who knows what our 100th monkey is, or what our tipping point is really far into enlightenment, because I think that's what we're destined for. Yeah, it's a Hopi prophecy. Have you heard of that Hopi prophecy where we have 25,000 years of peace?
Yes.
That's the future. But nobody said we... but didn't have to work for it, if you know what I mean. So I think it's helping people remember that there's something else out there.
Okay, so Kathy, what's a better way to spread the message? Because, you know, someone said to me that because you talked about how you was in Twitter jail, and so I was asking around, and someone said if you tag somebody without them wanting to be tagged, that gets you in trouble. So what's another way to, you know, I guess we just go on our pages and talk about it, but I understand you want more people to join, but what's a better way to do that?
Well, you know, I didn't know that about Twitter, and I still tag. I just, you know, you could tag them like for one thing, but you can't really tag them a lot.
Yeah, because they don't like that. They didn't want to be invited. You know, you gotta respect, you gotta respect people like that.
It wasn't. You know, nobody complained. It was just Twitter saying, you know, they have a limit, and they looked at it as spam.
Oh,
okay.
So, if I go ahead and if I do one, you know, quantum leap, blah, 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 or this works too. If you go on their page and make a remark about July and that and do maybe 5 or 6, it may get their attention.
But you got to stay on point, Kathy. You can't drift off their topic. I'm just saying. Good.
Sorry. I'm out here to promote world enlightenment. And, you know, if they get it, fine. If they're going to, you know, if I don't put it out there, they're not going to see. They're not going to think it. And, you know, even when you put it on their page, they have a lot of other people that look at it. So now I'm getting that thought for here. Okay.
All right. No, I do what you do.
And this get really mad at me, they can block me. I don't have a problem with it. And so far, none of them have. And God, don't test me. You know, I'm talking about light and, you know, really light. Yeah. If they're going to add about world and light, well, maybe they are a little bit on the dark side. They don't need to see it. I don't know. But these people that I, you know, really post on, they are, I look at as light workers. You know, James Scherer, Bette Midler.
Yeah,
you
know, they are. They are. They do service work in their own way. They do. I know that. Absolutely. Yeah.
And, you know, but when you look at their posts, they're standing up for light. You know, they're speaking out. So, you know.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to correct you. My bad.
Say that they're open. Well, you know, I'm at a place that nothing ventured, nothing gained. And what's the worst that can happen? They block me out.
All right. I'm sorry. My bad. Now I'm sorry. I shouldn't have did that. My bad.
No, it's okay. It's my mission. You know, I'm out there to promote light. And trust me, I got really blocked on a lot of Facebook pages with movie stars, okay? I mean, I really like the Queen, and I've got yelled at a lot, but I won't say by who, okay? But none of the people on Twitter, you know, it's like they're more open there. You know, they probably don't even read it, if you know what I mean. You know, if they've got like 10,000 people remarking, I'm really lost.
So if I may ask you, Kathy, because I don't know the story. I mean, Roseanne blocked me before she blocked you, I believe. But did she block you before she supported Trump, or was that after?
She never blocked me after.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What'd you say? You cut out. She never talked to you after.
Sorry. I blocked her.
Okay.
I didn't want to read her emails anymore. And I'm talking about Roseanne Barr, folks. I was working closely with a few things with her on actually some enlightenment works, which are still online. She kind of went toward the dark side. And if you are really that much of a Trump supporter.
I guess I should ask you that privately. My bad. I don't know why I asked you on the radio.
Yeah. Well, too late. It's out. No. So I blocked her because I didn't want to read her text. And, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. I wish her well, and I wish her the best happiness, but we don't need to communicate.
My big mouth is going to get me in trouble for that, but whatever.
Whatever. You know, that's what a live show is about, right, guys? So, you know, we're getting back to, we put together the event, Light Revolution 2020. To do another quantum leap, because good God, guys, you think we need it? You know, the Earth really at a tipping point again.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if it's not us, who was it going to be? But, you know, I thought of something really cool that when we do the event, everybody can actually, you know, hopefully I'll be able to have it live on radio. But like what I'm doing now, we can all put our, what am I on now? I can't think of this. Don't use a social brain bubble. So I'm on a social media. Whoops, and I can't remember what I'm on. How much I'm on it. That's really bad. But it's that Facebook. What's the other one? Instagram. Oh my God.
Instagram.
Thank you.
Instagram.
So I'm on Instagram at the same time. And for those of you that tuned in, we're talking about enlightenment and what we see on that. So when we do the 4th of July, everybody can actually be on Instagram and, you know, getting it out on your page. And, you know, we can even do live on YouTube at the same time, which is something I never thought of before. Yeah, a year later, it's getting around to young folks that are
doing a live meditation on July 4th, you mean?
Yes, we are.
Oh,
hello, Steve.
You know, Kathy, that's funny you mentioned that, Kathy, because I was trying to think, Kathy, the last time I was on your show, I don't think I was a guest. I think I just called in. Do you remember that? I don't think I've ever been a guest on here. Have I? Who knows? Who cares?
I don't know. But yeah, we can go on a lot of different mediums.
All right.
Okay, this time. Yes, we are doing a live meditation, everybody, but it's not just a meditation. To me, a meditation is and you can have the silence, and, you know, you might pray a little bit for energy, for what, okay, world peace. But now when you're done, you've got all this energy. So what do you do with it? So ours is more of an active meditation, and we are calling down enlightenment and anchoring it to the planet and all life forms. So, you know, we just chant, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Now that's very, you know, all open for all religions. There's no words there that people should be offended by. And then we tweak it. You know, may divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. The divine enlightenment descend on all addicts now. Yeah, we do that for a whole hour. And we chant each stanza three times. So when you've got, you know, everybody all out there, you know, focusing on enlightenment and calling enlightenment down, you know, it's pretty profound in this time, you know, when we can actually access more medium, it should be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Now, enlightenment. What is your definition of enlightenment again? Enlightenment and awakening.
Well, to me, it's where people are reconnected to the creator. And when you know better to hurt or harm, and you're able to take action, now that's the awakening. Like, oh my God, you know, I can actually do something. I have a mission. And even going out and protesting is a mission. You know, people are compelled to do it. You're compelled, you know, that's something you're supposed to do on this planet. Just like I'm compelled to help the world quantum leap into world and light. That stands on my soul. Okay.
Just like you're compelled to make angel light, and you know, that's your shtick. You know, you're the only one that I hear that makes angel light. So I guess I don't know. That's your mission.
Absolutely, it's a gift. And for people that don't know what angelite is,
I was just going to ask you. you say that all the time, and I was always wondering if you were referring.
She sells it. Yeah, she sells it. It costs some good money, but she sells it.
Well, I have some that's, you know, like $1, $3, you know, little angelite pieces. But it's a mineral from South America, and I've had angelite get rid of burns and bruises overnight, and heal cancers and tumors and cysts. And when I broke my little finger, I made myself a splint out of Band-Aids and angelite, and I healed it in 3.5 weeks. Mm-hmm. It's also a mineral, so you can put it in water, and it will slowly dissolve. But if you drink the water, your bones will get stronger, your hair will get thicker and grow. That's why my hair is so long and thick.
Yeah.
Do you have a piece? Are you in your shop? Can you show us what a piece looks like?
I can. Excuse me. You can look at my Earth Keeper while I'm gone. But the angel light tool I sent Steve.
Yeah, it's right here. I've been holding it all day.
Okay, I got mine, but mine's upstairs. I don't have.
It looks like a. You mean for it to look like a magic mushroom? By the way.
Yeah. And they call me a hippie, right?
No, I've been using this ever since. I thank you very much, Kathy.
All right, so this is just a rough piece of angel light. You know, I make slices out of it so you can hold it, you know, for headaches, whatever. And then I make the tools that really help release pain and stress. But yes, I like to think I have a God patent on it because I'm the mm-hmm. only one that makes it. Ex-husbands mm-hmm. don't count, right? Thank you. Okay.
I guess if you don't talk to him, he don't. It don't count. No, I'm kidding. I'm just joking.
And I doubt. Yeah, my only interest in him is when he passes away, I get his social security.
Oh.
So there's Angelite inside of the tool you sent me?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she sent me one too, but it's upstairs. It's just hard to carry it around because it don't fit my pocket, but I don't complain. It was a gift.
Well, okay, you work it out though, but when you get home, it's a nice tool to use to help you release your stress. Yeah?
Oh, I carried it at work all day today.
Okay. Oh, I guess.
Do you use it on patients? Can you do that?
You know what? I was going to try it this weekend.
Oh, God, you're going to make them feel so good. Trust me. Oh,
you're
my
make,
God.
You're going to make them fall asleep. I fall asleep after using mine.
And that's a good thing. But all you need to do it is 2 minutes. And don't forget to massage the head. Oh, my God. It's almost, and I won't. All right, don't tell anybody.
The crown?
It's all
I always do. Maybe that's my problem. I always do like 5 minutes. Maybe that's why it makes me feel, you know, sleepy. I don't know.
Oh, my God. A friend of mine, a Hawaiian, actually, told me that he was doing massage on his mother for like an hour and a half because she kept telling him that he wasn't doing it very good. And all I could say is, oh, my God, did she scam you, right? But yes, the Angelite tools I like to look at as old technology because mm-hmm. you're working with energy. It's all about energy, okay? Good energy, mm-hmm. bad energy, releasing energy, sure. releasing stuck energy, sending energy to people's life force, you know, so they can heal themselves.
But you shouldn't use Angelite when you're walking around, right, Kathy? You should be like still. Is that right?
I'll use it anytime.
I didn't see your piece of angel light when you.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
And? Look on her Facebook page, Steve. She has pictures. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks. Yes, I do. But.
So you invented this tool, Kathy?
Yeah.
It's your own design? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just not edible.
Wow.
No, but it makes you good.
That's impressive. Huh.
Multi-talented.
Huh.
You can't hang around these earth keepers and not be creative. It doesn't
I guess not.
Way.
Yeah.
It
doesn't.
Huh. And it lasts forever. Kathy gave me mine years ago and it still looks fresh. I mean, it never gets dusty or it never breaks or it never cracks.
As long as you don't throw it on a cement floor, you are good. But they'll last about 50 years.
I don't mean I drop it. I just mean it doesn't like get dusty or you know it doesn't wear out. Is what I meant. That's what I meant.
Mm-hmm.
So you and your ex-husband invented Angelite?
I was allowed to discover the healing properties of Angelite, and I knew I had something out of it. But Dad never taught me to work with tools. So I met my ex-husband, and he's a tool and die maker. Don't say anything, okay? Together we, you know, it was my idea and, you know, kind of my designs. But he would actually put them I make them all now.
So in the divorce settlement, you got the angel light. Ha, ha.
I invented a grounding mat. I'll show you. It was 2008. Since you live in Hawaii, so you can walk barefoot all year long, Kathy. But Chris and I can't in the Midwest. So I put a bunch of rocks and crystals and magnets on a piece of carpet, and I walk on it.
Kathy sells those too, don't you, Kathy?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
Okay. You see this one?
And I got that idea when I was living in Taiwan. All the little parks had a little pathway of, wow, that's huge.
Oh, I make small and I make, table size. So.
Oh, my gosh. Rabbit, you managed to get it. Oh, my. Get down here.
Okay, Steve.
My rabbit is. Oh, you better not have crapped all over the landlord's house. Oh,
we are
no.
Agreed.
I'm sorry.
Steve, we're on rain.
Oh, my God. I have a free-roaming rabbit. I inherited a rabbit from my nursing home. When the virus hit, there was no one to take care of her. She came home with me. She roams around free. But she's very smart. She figured out how to get upstairs, and I hope she didn't crap all over the place. Oh, wow.
Okay,
all
right. Okay, let's get back to world.
I'm sorry.
Well, thanks for fun.
See, that's an enlightenment thing to do because, you know, you did service. You took care of this rabbit. So I'm going to tell my favorite enlightenment story, and then I want you guys to share some stories, okay? You have okay. Some enlightenment stories put together?
I got some good. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my favorite story is about the tribes in Africa. And when somebody does something really bad, what they do is they put them in the middle of a circle. And the tribe, you know, gathers all around. And then they go, each person says something nice about that person. And what they've done good in their lives. You know, it's kind of helping them remember that they're really a good person instead of getting on them, you know, very positive reinforcement. Okay, that's my favorite enlightenment story.
Oh, Native American tribes do that too.
Okay. All right, Chris, your turn.
Okay, well, you said positive stories, so I thought this was positive. I mean, I know, you know, we can differ on why, but New York City is going to reopen on June 8th. I think that's an enlightenment story because that means lots of people can actually go to work and stuff safely, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Got any nice stories, Steve?
A nice story? Well, I'll tell a story of what kind of sparked my, awakening in full force. My whole life, I just always knew there was more to the world than my parents told me and what the church said and what doctors told you. I knew there was more. I didn't know what. I couldn't articulate it. I was a little kid, you know, and I grew up in a Catholic family and learned all that. We talked about recovering Catholics earlier. Grew up in a Catholic family and did all that. And I was actually an atheist for a while, too. I just,
Steve, you can be an atheist and an enlightened. You can be an atheist. A person that does really good work.
Yes.
Has a good heart.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
When she says reconnect to the creator, it can be anybody, right, Kathy?
Absolutely. You know,
yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And you know, my understanding is that in this life, everybody's supposed from the lowliest reptilians to everybody. Yeah.
We're all children of the creator. Oh. Mm-hmm. So,
it's up to us to awaken to do the work for those that. And we're kind of handicapped, too, because God gives us rules, you know. We can't play, if you know what I mean. We can't do what the dark side does. We have to have morals. We have to have compassion, empathy. And, you know, that's what makes us strong. But it's also, in a way, a handicap, because the dark side can do whatever the hell it wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have no rules.
Mm-hmm.
that's why God gave us crystals, you know, to amplify our work. My big baby, my 1,000-pounder. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that is something that when you hold, it amplifies your energy. When you do group, it amplifies your energy. Okay, in that group. And if there's a circle, you put a crystal in the middle. Now your energy, the group work is amplified 10,000 times, 10,000 times, 10,000 times each person. Oh, Steve, you're about ready to fall asleep. You're going to
just... No, oh, no.
Your eyes are getting...
Yeah,
you've been smoking pot.
No, no. Well, my enlightenment story. Where it actually started. Anyway, I went through a very dark period. A Lutheran school I went to, they showed the Nostradamus Chronicles, and I was convinced everything was going to end in 1999. It gave me this whole nihilistic thing, like, hey, what's the use? There's these weapons that can totally destroy the whole planet. God can't stop it. Your parents can't stop it. And my parents took me to a priest, and the priest basically said, I don't know what to tell you, kid. that stuff's out there. And that's where I kind of lost it. But flash forward to about early 20s. I was doing a lot of drinking and stuff. Nothing spiritual about me at all. And I actually went driving down the freeway around where the Detroit riots were tonight. Went driving around there, and I busted a flat tire on a road called Gratiot. If you have to live in Detroit to understand, there's like this borderline 8 mile road to
We used to go hunting for hookers.
There's an invisible border between Grosse Pointe and Detroit on 8 mile. Anyway, it's starting to blur now. Detroit's getting a heck of a lot better. But anyway, I busted a flat drunk off my ass and in my car, and I was limping along on this street called Jefferson, hoping I could get past 8 mile. If I can get past that little invisible border, I'll be okay. But finally, around like 6 mile or something, the car stopped, and there was no way I was going to go anywhere. I was on a deserted street. There was there's still abandoned buildings and stuff there. And I was, okay, I got to change the flat. And I was freaking out, because to change the flat, you have to have your back to, you have to be looking at the car and your back to everything. And just as I was doing that, this old man came up out of nowhere and said, shined his flashlight on me and said, don't worry, kid, I got your back. And he shone the flashlight on until I did my work. And all of it seemed like a dream. When I had the blowout, that sobered me up in a minute, but I was still probably pretty drunk. And I fixed the flat and stuff, and I didn't even shake the guy's hand or something. He just said, okay, we'll see ya. He was an old man, looked like Mickey Rooney with a security guard uniform on. I remember that. And when I went home, passed out, and when I woke up, I was thinking, wait a minute. That road I was on, there was nothing for a security guard to be guarding. And if you did have a guard, you would not have an old man that looked like Mickey Rooney with only a flashlight guarding it. So I went back that night to that area to see, was there a pawn shop or something that to be, there was nothing. And I never saw where that old guy came from, where he went. I wish I would have shook his hand. I didn't look at his badge. And that kind of sparked it. After that, I cooled it on to drinking and started to think, you know, someone saved me that night from my fear. And that kind of sparked my awakening. It took a lot more than that, but that was the catalyst.
Yeah, Yeah, I know exactly where you were too, and I could see why. You know, we're talking about a pretty depressed area.
Yeah. It was a desolated area. They shoot apocalypse movies in Detroit because you don't need to dress the set because it looks, well, it used to. It's getting better now, but deserted buildings and yeah.
You know, I was in the car one time, and I wasn't paying attention. I was going through my divorce, one of them. First one. And I was driving, and the car ahead of me stopped, and I just, and something literally grabbed the wheel, yanked it over to the grass. Oh. So I wouldn't have, you know, I would have really had a bad crash, and then yanked me back on the road. I mean, that got my attention, I have to say. And that was like a thank you.
I think I meant an aspect of Archangel Michael that night, actually.
Well, it was some divine being, and you got some divine grace. Yeah, you know, it's like how I feel when I get a flat tire. You know, and I never change my flat tires. So I always wait for somebody to stop because it takes one kind of person. But whoever they are, they're an angel. You know, spirit is sending to help me. And you know, my last flat tire, the guy stopped. He goes, "Oh my God, you had the worst look on your face. You really needed help." And I looked at him, I'm like, "Oh, really? That's the look I was thinking." But yeah, there are many angels out there too that, you know, God sends us to help. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it, now I think more than ever, I think, Chris, you know, you were asking some of the things we might be able to do to promote it. It's putting positive stories out, don't you think?
Yeah, that works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as long as you use the words, maybe like, here's a divine enlightenment story.
Yes.
Now you're putting thought form out there and helping people connect that enlightenment is very practical. You know, here's some practical applications. You know, mm-hmm. there was another story was that I read recently, a postman, you know, had his route, and this old woman, you know, he noticed that she didn't get any action or she didn't say hi for a couple of weeks. So he stopped in. And short story was she had no food. She ran out of food. So he took her shopping, filled up her cupboard, and now he's making sure she's okay and that the other people on his route are okay. You know, that somebody that's doing service work, opening up his hand, you know, walking the talk.
Mm. Okay, so Kathy, just to be clear, are you saying that this other stuff I'm talking about is too evil, or are you just helping me be more positive? I mean, what's your?
No, I'm just saying we're talking about. You asked me the question on, you know, how can we promote world? And I didn't answer you. And then the answer came. And it's like, well, you know, we can put out even short little positive stories. And, you know, here's the divine enlightenment story for today.
Mm-hmm.
You know? All right. And keep saying that word like they keep saying us, telling us, be safe at home. Put your mask on. Be safe at home. Pounding it. That's pound divine enlightenment. Okay. I get it.
Yeah. It's all PR. You know, it's PR. The more we get that out there, the more people are going to hear it, see it, give energy to it.
Mm.
You know, and it snowballs into something big. Yeah, and at one time I was on Facebook before they did their crazy crap, and I could actually post my energy work on 200 groups a day.
Wow.
And, you know, that took me about an hour every morning, okay? But to me, that was service work because I'm getting energy out there. And, you know, it's like if I was working on a thought and putting that thought form out, okay, here's how we can stop this. And I was able to get things to move. Because when you also, I would do that 3 days in a row. And if you could do that 3 days in a row, you got the energy going. Okay. All you're right. Building on it. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
And then
I got you.
Twitter cut me down that I can't post more than 50 a day. Actually, I keep it down to 25 so I don't go in Facebook jail. <You know? laughs> But that's how bad and how much they censored. It's gone from 200 to maybe 35 I can post.
Wow.
You know, out to get the energy out and going.
Mm. All right. Kathy, how long is your radio? So we've been, it sounds like we've been doing this forever.
Oh, sorry. No, because we started late. So we're about done. Okay. And thank you guys for staying up and chatting.
I didn't want to be disrespectful, but I just wanted to ask that.
Oh, no. I just thought we're done. Okay. We're going to close.
Okay.
And, you know, guys, about enlightenment, and don't forget, Light Revolution 2020, we're going to have an event. You can join it. We're going to amplify light, anchor enlightenment to the planet. Join, talk about it. On the 4th of July, have a small group together, and then we can all get together. And, you know, if you guys tune in, you can also, if you're on Instagram or any of the other social medias, you can master blast it. So this could be a much bigger thing than we ever dreamed, which is what I'm hoping. I don't want to do another quantum leap, okay?
Okay. You know
what I mean, this is like my fourth or fifth one, and I'm not complaining, but come on, we can do this. We can make it a big quantum leap, okay?
Well,
so thanks for tuning in, guys.
Kathy, I'm glad COVID's not big in Hawaii, but it's big everywhere else. So that's, you know, so, but I guess you're fortunate with that.
Yeah, I will agree. I'm not going to argue with that. And, you know, Hawaiian lockdown is I can go walks and I can go to the ocean with my kayak.
Nice.
Yeah.
So I guess if I lived in Hawaii like you, Kathy, I guess I would say don't wear a mask too. But most places it's either wear a mask or social distance.
Well, no, there's, you know, we social distance here in a lot of places. You know, have to wear a mask and social distance. But if I'm going to the beach, I'm not wearing the mask. Okay. Oh, if I'm walking around and nobody's around, that's so weird. I want to breathe fresh air. So if I'm outside, nobody's around. And, you know, truthfully, there aren't a lot of people around. Well, my street right now in Honokaa, like a ghost town. So, you know, if I'm in my store, I'm fine. Yeah, I give people an option if they want to wear the mask. But there's maybe one or two people in my store at a time. So like you said, it's not like going to Walmart or, you know, a place where they print. Yeah. Okay. And sometimes they even wear gloves. Okay.
Oh, I got to wear them all day at work.
All right, guys. Thanks for coming on. And Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPR and radio. And this is Friday, May 29th, 2020. And I'm with Steve and Chris, and we are working on World Enlightenment. Bless their hearts.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, thank you.
Love and light to all.
All right. Good night, guys.
Good night. Bye.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of UFO Undercover. I hope everyone's having a great morning, great evening, great afternoon, wherever you are on our big, beautiful blue planet. You know, I've been saying this for more years than I'm going to admit to on the radio tonight. This is my favorite place to be on Mondays. I really don't want to be anywhere else. I really enjoy being here, I mean, on Wednesdays. And I've been doing it for, well, this show is 18 years old now. So I've been doing this right at 18 years. And then I was doing Wake Up USA for about